Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you for today's fellowship hour. We give you all glory and honor that the entrance of your word into our hearts enlighten us, give us understanding, and bring light to every situation that's around us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to start off this morning before I get into my lesson. Patrick, where you at? Blink your mic if you can hear me, Patrick. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have the room pray for you first before we even get started. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray for Brother Patrick. He's been going through some stuff lately around the family, health, and different challenges and so forth. I want to do that before we even, you know, get going here this morning. You know, and this young man has been coming faithfully to this room. And ever since he came, just helping us along, you know, in the posting of the scriptures. And that was some powerful prayer that went out for him yesterday. But I want us as a group to do it together one more time for him, you know. It's never too much. Jesus said that men ought always to pray, you know, and not to faint. So, Brother Patrick, we want you to know that we got your back this morning. All right. Well, you know, you pray as the Spirit leads you. You can pray in the Spirit. Pray with your understanding. Pray anyhow that the Holy Spirit leads you. I just want to take a few minutes. Let's lift up Brother Patrick in prayer. Let's go. Open your mics, everyone that's on stage, and go. Pray.
Come and we approach out the outer court this morning on his behalf.
Let's mute our mics now. Thank you very much. All right, Sister Titilayo, I want you to go ahead and lead the room in prayer for Brother Raphael. Go ahead.
Eternal Spirit, we thank you, Daddy God. Eternal Father, we appreciate you because you are good. Thank you because you are the embodiment of goodness, God. Thank you because of your mercy that we are not consumed, for your compassionate fillet not. Father, we present your Son, O God, before your throne of grace, God. Behold your Son that you died for on the cross of Calvary. Behold your suffering that you went through for his sake. Father, we appreciate you, God. Whatever it is that is happening, that you know where to go. Father, we set him free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Bible says, if the Son of Man shall set you free, you will be free indeed. Brother, you are unquestionably free in the name of Jesus. By the command of heaven, we speak as we are commanded, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, we set you free. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are set free. You are delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We agree in this courtroom that every tongue that rests against you in judgment, we condemn it in the name of Jesus. Bible says, surely they will gather, but not by him. Let them have gathered against you, they fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. The Bible says your feet are planted in the court of God, and therefore you will flourish in the court of our God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I commend him to you that you will keep him in your love. You will keep him in your word. Holy Spirit of God, overshadow him right now. Let that be refreshing, God. Let that be restoration, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. In the name of Jesus, preserve him, God. Satan, take your dirty hand of him. The Lord said to me, whatever it is I do not want, I should command the devil to take his ugly hand. And I said it by the word of the Lord, by the word that God has given unto me, that whatever it is you are contending against this brother, we come against you in the name of the Lord. Bible said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I command you to take your dirty hands off his life, and he's set free, and free indeed. Father, we thank you because you have settled this matter about 2,000 years ago. You have paid the price already. That price has been paid, which is your blood. We overcame it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony is that our brother is set free. Our testimony is that the Lord is good. Our testimony is that the Lord is the shepherd, therefore he shall not lack any good thing, spiritually, physically, financially, in anything. Anything that the devil is contending with, contend with you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, overshadow him right now. Let the sweet fragrance of your Spirit, let it come upon him afresh, afresh like the dew of the morning, in the name of Jesus. Restoration, peace, be still, because the Lord of hosts is in his holy temple. Let everything keep silence before him. Father, we thank you. Because you are with us as a mighty and a terrible one. Your Son will testify of your goodness and of your mercy. And as many that are on this same platform, that are in the same situation, but unspoken, you know it, God. We agree with them, God, that they are set free. There's liberty of the sons of God in the house. There's liberty in the house today. There's liberty. There's deliverance because the Comforter has come. Holy Spirit, take your place and let all the glory, all the honor, majesty, and power belongs to you that sit there upon the throne forever and ever. Who prevail? Who swallowed the death in victory? Who swallowed poverty in victory? Who swallowed the work of darkness in victory? Father, we thank you. We hail you. We adore you because you will rule and reign forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Daddy, over to you. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Praise God Almighty. Thank you, Sister Titilayo. Powerful prayer. And I want to release this song
for you, Brother Patrick, and for anyone else that needs another moment of smile over your face. Yes, you know, well, from time to time we go through stuff, we're burdened, we're laden down, we're pummeled down, but you'll smile again in Him, in Jesus' name. Lift you up. Yes, Lord. Never alone. The Lord is with you. And we are with you in the spirit as well. He'll lift you up. He'll hold your hand. He'll ease the pain so you can smile again. One more time, He'll lift you up. That storm will not last forever. The Lord's bringing you mercy and grace. And that song is for anyone that's going through. You're going through some rough times right now. The Lord will lift you up. He'll hold your hand. He'll ease the pain so you can smile again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will lift you up. He'll hold your hand and you will smile again. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you, Brother Patrick, and everyone that's in the room. Good morning and welcome. And today's lesson is going to be the Psalms. The power that's in the Psalms, much more than for praises. That's what we're going to be doing. And our key scripture today, two key scriptures that we are going to use as the basis for today. The first one is in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. And then the second one is in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Let me read the scriptures to us today. And we are going to do exactly this that it says here today. Praise the Lord. You know, there are two dimensions that these scriptures call out to us, how we can use the Psalms along with other spiritual hymns and so forth. Well, the song I just played from Kirk Franklin was exactly that. Use that song for encouragement. Speaking, it says in Ephesians 5, to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now that's to the individual. This one is saying you do it to yourself. Use the psalms, use hymns, use spiritual songs, make melody in your heart. Use them to edify yourself. So this one is a direction, an exhortation directly to each of us, how we can use these Psalms to encourage ourselves. And then he turns around in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. And he said, well, you use the Psalms for yourself, but then you also use it to encourage one another. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So we see two, you know, a two directional instruction here. Use the psalm for yourself. Use it on somebody else to encourage them as well. So we're going to do just that this morning. Now, so before I get to you, start to think of some psalm that has been a blessing for you. Mostly, when we think of the psalms, we think of praising the Lord. And that's a powerful. I mean, the psalms are powerful for that. I mean, just praise the Lord and so on. You know, but there's a whole lot more in those psalms along these lines of instruction. Psalms that admonish us. Psalms that give us inspiration. There's a lot of ways that the psalmist, and David's not the only one that wrote those psalms. Sons of Asaph and maybe a bunch of other, they wrote. But David wrote most of it. You know, and David, he knew how to use his words to encourage himself. The Bible said that, you know, David encouraged himself in the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30, the first 6 verses, we see how in the story in Ziklag, you know, how that, you know, they came in there, you know, and carried away while he was at war, you know, fighting alongside the Philistines. You know, they got in there and just demolished their places, carried away their wives, their children, and everything. And it wasn't a pleasant sight at all. You know, those Amalekites, I mean, they're like bees. They can come in there and do havoc. And they did. And when David and his company came back, you know, everything was demolished, looted, carried away their wives and children captive. My goodness. You know, and they prayed. They actually cried, we're told. They cried until there was no strength in them. David himself cried, you know. So they were greatly distressed. Everybody was, and David more so. But they wanted to stone him. I said, look, it was you. We followed you to the battle. Look at what has happened to us. And the people speak of stoning him. We are told in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30 that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How did he do it? Well, there are a few places we see things like this. For instance, in Psalm 42, he would say to himself, at least 3 verses out of that chapter, he would say, you know, why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? He would talk to his own soul. He would use his own words to encourage himself. That's right. We can do that for ourselves. You know, that's what Ephesians 5 and 19 says. You do it for yourself and you do it for others as well. When you're doing it for yourself, you do things like this. You know, why thou cast down, O my soul? Why thou disquieted within me? Psalm 42 and verse 5. Hope thou in God. He told himself, told his soul, hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So he's going to encourage himself. Look, I'm not going to let my countenance be down. You know, I am going to praise him. And the Lord is coming through to help me. And he talked to his soul all the time. You know, and so we can do that. You know, we can do that for ourselves. He spoke, he said that a couple of times in that verse. And he said it, you know, in the next chapter, he also said it, you know, why thou cast down, O my soul? Psalm 43 verse 5, he said it there as well. Why thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. So he knew how to do that. He also knew how to encourage himself, you know, with his words, you know, things like, you know, Psalm 27, where he would say, look, you know, the Lord is, you know, my light and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's talking to himself. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, this is his own testimony. You know, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Now, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Well, I love to say it this way, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Inquire in his temple, he said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He's all, the whole time, he's talking to himself, using his own words to encourage himself. He shall hide me in his pavilion. The secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about. See? See his confidence? My head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea! I will sing praises unto the Lord. Now, and he dropped down into prayer. I mean, he'll pray a little bit and he'll drop down and he'll, you know, encourage himself and he'll pray a little bit and he'll come back and so forth. And that's how he did it. He used the Psalms, which we now call the Psalms. He used his own words to encourage himself. And there are many things that he said. I mean, there's so many Psalms that are so powerful. And so, you know, we're going to use the Psalms today. Practice this thing. Practice how to use the Psalms, but we're commanded to do so. You know, speaking to yourself. That means you speaking to yourself. And then also admonishing one another in Psalms and hymns. You know, so many scriptures in the Psalms of all the things that he went through. I love Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Hallelujah. And my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. He is my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and he's my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Now, this is the psalmist, David, encouraging himself, declaring his own testimony. You know, said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Even the sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and God, you know, say, he heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. Then, see, this is the thing. This man knew not only how to use his own words to encourage himself, he knew how to use his words to get God to do things on his behalf. Because he knew how to walk God's praise. That's right. And if you know how to do that praise, if you know how to do the praise, God will stand up on your behalf. Now, listen to this. You know, he said, look, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because the Lord was wroth. And I often say, can your prayer do this? I mean, do you have this kind of clout with God? Well, you can, because if you know how to do it like David, you can have the same results. And let's see how he did it. You know, that's what we're going to do today. We'll see how he used his words to encourage himself and to get tremendous victory and get God to move on his behalf. He said that went up a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, devoured, and coals were kindled by it. This man, I mean, look at all the things that God can, how God reacts to his prayers. You know, the Lord bowed the heavens and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, and his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds. You know, and that brightness that was before him was like clouds that pass, hailstones and coals of fire. I mean, look at all the... Look at all the drama and action, you know, around the Lord and God's response to this man's prayer. You know, he said the Lord, he sent out his arrows against my enemies. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the wall were discovered at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from heaven. Hallelujah. He took me. And he drew me out of many waters. You know, and you know, he said, you know, in Psalm 40, he said the same thing. He said, look, you know, the Lord pulled me out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. Put a song in my mouth, you know, established my goings. You know, delivered me from my strong enemy, for them that were hated me and were too strong for me. Those who prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Now, this is this man's own testimony. But today we can read it as powerful inspirations. And he said, the Lord rewarded me. That's a secret there too. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. It pays to be in right standing with God. Now, this is not the, you know, our own righteousness, which carries no water. This is God's being in right standing with God. That's what righteousness is. You are in right standing with the Lord, you know. According to his word, not according to what we think or people think, but according to his word, you know, according to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. Can we say that? Can you say that of yourself? All his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. And you know, he wrote, Psalm 119, powerful stuff about how he loved the word of God and how he meditates on the word, how he uses the word of God, how he chased after the word of God, how he rejoiced at the word of God, like someone that won a great spoil or something or found great spoil. You know, I mean, he just wrote a lot of things. And he said, look, the Lord will show himself merciful. He will show himself pure. It will save the afflicted people, will bring down high looks, and so on and so forth. Now, listen to this. I love this part. For thou will light my candle. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness. I love that. You know, but more importantly, I love this one. For by thee have I run through a troop. You know, I've always, ever since I found this scripture years ago in the Bible, I have always encouraged myself with it. By my God, I run through a troop. Yes, so I can do it. My God, I leaped over a wall. Glory to God. This man, troops, walls, you know, even say by my hand, you know, I bent a bow of steel. You know, I mean, he can do, he just used the scriptures. He used his words all the time to encourage himself. And the scripture commands us to do the same for ourselves. Use the Psalms, you know, to encourage yourself. And use, you know, the Psalms to encourage your brother and your sister. You know, so we're going to do that this morning. And as we read the Psalms, I want you to take courage. Hallelujah. Now, if you have a psalm, you know, that's what the Bible says. Look, what is it that when you come together, you know, you should have a psalm, you should have a song, you should have a this and that. Nothing wrong with that as long as everything is done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. So let's try something different today. I want you to think of the psalm that you want, that we're going to read over the house today. A psalm of blessing that has encouraged you and that you would like to encourage others with. I mean, I love these psalms, you know. I just love to read them. There's so much power when you read these psalms. I mean, talking from him encouraging himself to him even declaring deliverance for himself, talking about the angel of the Lord and camping around him, talking about praising the Lord. I mean, Psalm 91, I mean, powerful scriptures about deliverance. Psalm 34, I mean, all these psalms, you know, and the last few psalms just talking about praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, you know. So, but I want us to not only talk about the praising the Lord, which is what most of us know the psalms for. Let's talk about also other psalms that bring encouragement. Because he said, look, use these psalms to encourage yourself. But I tell you, there's a secret in praising the Lord too. When you use even the psalms that are for praising the Lord, there is something in those psalms when you are using them to praise the Lord and adding your own praise to it that just lifts up your spirit. Try it. You know, it's powerful stuff. You know, so I want to do that today. You know, we must practice all the things that the Lord tells us in these scriptures to do. And one of them is you encourage yourself with the Psalms, Ephesians 5 and 19. And then you turn around and admonish and encourage others with the Psalms, Colossians 3 and 16. So these two verses, before we go further, will be our memory verses for today. So take a moment and read through Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. And also Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Take a moment. Read these two verses. Commit them to memory. What's a memory verse? For some of you, it's been a long time since you were in Sunday school. You forget what a memory verse looks like. A memory verse consists of two things. You know, you must know what it says. And then you must know where it is found. So there's a text and a reference. So memory verse consists of those two things. It's not only enough for you to know what it says, but you must also know where it is found. The scriptures. That's why we call it memory verse. So, and the way you do the memory verse typically is you say the text and you say where it is found. Or You say where it is found, and then you say what it says. You know, so when I say memory verse, then that means you got to learn two things. You got to learn what this scripture in Ephesians 5:19 says, and then you also got to know that it is in Ephesians 5:19. Likewise, you got to learn what Colossians 3:16 says, and you got to also know that it is in Colossians 3:16. And it's powerful when you use a combination of where the scripture is and what it actually says. It's powerful when you can know that. So take a few minutes and read that. So that's what our today's lesson is based upon. But right now, you know, I am going to call for Psalms, you know, that, you know, can bless us together today. And here's what I want you to do. A psalm that you have used to gain strength yourself. Because first said, you know, speak to yourself with the same thing. Can't give what you don't have. But once you have it, then you can give it. You know, so, and actually, you got to have overflowing in order to give, you know. Say, that's right. You got to, you know, if you have barely enough, you won't even be able to give anything. But when your cup is running over, then others can tap into the same anointing and the same blessing. You know, so if there is a psalm that brings you victory, there's a psalm that lifts, causes you to lift up your head while your head may otherwise have been down, then let's share that psalm today. You know, so, you know, a few weeks ago, I said, you know, I try to encourage this kind of thing in the room. Once in a while, we'll do this. We'll come in here and we'll have several people be able to participate by reading the scriptures. Even Brother Raphael one day suggested that we read the scriptures. Well, I'm going to do that today. Read the scriptures, go through the Psalms, make melody in your hearts. That means also you can sing the Psalms. I mean, you can also, and it's not just Psalms, it's also spiritual songs. I mean, you know how it is when you found a song that's a real blessing to you. I mean, you can sing that song over and over and over again. You know, I was with some friends, brethren on Saturday, when we were about to go out to the outreach. And, you know, a sister raised a song, you know, and her husband said, wow, I haven't heard that song in 40 or more years. And I said, yeah. He said, well, you know, that's the thing about songs. And immediately he started singing it and we all started singing it. You know, and I said, well, you know, that's a beauty about spiritual songs and hymns. You may not have heard the song in 20, 25, 30, 40 years and so forth, but you knew the song at one time. When you hear it, you immediately start singing it again because it's there. It's embedded in your soul. Songs are so powerful, you know, and negative songs are powerful also to have negative impact, especially young folks that listen to all these crazy songs, you know, drive them crazy and stuff. And songs have subliminal, you know, messages at times that people don't even know. So that's why don't mess with that stuff. Stay away from all those songs. Stay with spiritual songs that bless the name of the Lord and that encourage you. So that's all we're going to do here today. I'll take a few psalms from anyone that's on stage. And if you're in the audience and you just can't wait to be a part of this, well, come to stage as well. You know, so we want to draw participation here today. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we will return to our teaching room. But today, let's do this. You know, the Lord says we should do this. The scripture says we should do this. All right.